This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, how to save during a recession. We'll have some tips for you in just a moment.
But first, the governor of Illinois was arrested this morning and now faces federal corruption charges. An FBI affidavit says Rod Blagojevich was caught on tape allegedly conspiring to sell or trade the Senate seat left vacant by Barack Obama's presidential win. NPR Cheryl Corley joins us now from Chicago. Cheryl, what are the specific charges that the governor faces?
Well, the governor specifically faces charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and mail fraud and solicitation of bribery. And his chief of staff, John Harris, also faces those charges. Both were arrested this morning. The FBI has a 76-page affidavit outlining all the allegations against the governor, but it essentially says he was trying to leverage his authority to appoint a U.S. senator for his own personal gain and had discussed a number of things, including getting a substantial salary for himself at a nonprofit foundation or an organization affiliated with labor unions, of putting his wife, Patty, on paid corporate boards, of getting promises of campaign funds, including cash up front, and discussing the possibility of a cabinet post or an ambassadorship for himself. Those were all the charges that were connected to the appointing a U.S. senator. But in addition to those charges, the government says that Governor Blagojevich threatened to withhold state assistance to the Tribune Company as it tried to sell off the Chicago Cubs in order to get some members of the Chicago Tribune's editorial board fired, since they have been very critical of the governor. And lastly, that the governor has tried throughout his tenure to get campaign contributions in exchange for official actions, and especially now before a new state ethics law takes effect on January 1st. So a whole raft of charges there against the governor.
Quite a few indeed. Cheryl, you were at a press conference yesterday where the governor was talking about the process he was conducting to fill this Senate seat, and he also mentioned the possibility of an investigation. What did he have to say then?
Well, the governor said that he has been conducting an open process as he interviewed people. But the governor has long been thought to be the subject of a federal corruption investigation because of reports about alleged kickbacks to companies involving or attempting to get state business did. There is also Tony Resco, whose name has been mentioned much during the presidential campaign. He's a former campaign fundraiser for the governor and for President-elect Obama. And Tony Resco is awaiting sentencing on fraud charges, and the governor's former chief fundraiser is also scheduled to go on trial next month. So the governor has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing, and he did so yesterday. This is what he had to say when he was asked about how he could select someone from the Senate with that type of cloud hanging over him. Here's the governor.
I don't believe there's any cloud that hangs over me.
Governor, well, getting back governor, to that, can we?
I think there's nothing but sunshine hanging over me. And by the way, I should say, if anybody wants to tape my conversations, go right ahead. Feel free to do it. I appreciate anybody who wants to tape me openly and notoriously, and those who feel like they want to sneakily and wear taping devices. I would remind them that it kind of smells like Nixon and Watergate.
Cheryl, what's the reaction there in Chicago to this indictment?
Well, it's wide-ranging, as you might imagine. The U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says the corruption charges against the governor represent, quote, a truly new low. And he said the allegations were enough to make Abraham Lincoln roll over in his grave. In some respects, this has been expected. You know, people have just been waiting for the shoe to drop here. There are some lawmakers that are calling this just a really sad day for Illinois. There's been much infighting in the Illinois legislature with the governor, so some are expressing relief. But these are charges at this point. Nobody's saying that the governor is guilty of anything. Of course, Governor Blagojevich came into office as a reformer, promising to clean up Illinois, and he formed after Illinois Governor George Ryan was convicted in office.
Cheryl, finally, the Senate seat is still open. What might happen with that?
Well, at this point, the governor still has the power to appoint someone. We don't know whether or not he's going to do that. Depending on what happens, it might end up in the lap of the state's lieutenant governor, Pat Quinn.
NPR Cheryl Corley, thank you.
You're welcome.